Unit 5. Listening. Exercises 2 and 3.
Today we're talking about binge watching. You know, when you start watching one episode of your favourite TV series, then you're having such a good time that you just can't stop. We want to know, why is binge watching so common nowadays? Can it become a serious problem, like an addiction? Or is it all just good, relaxing fun? Here's what different listeners told us.
Hi, my name's Holly. I never binge watch. In fact, I think binge watching is such a problem. I saw some statistics this week that are really frightening. Did you know that 55% of young people say that binge watching is their favourite hobby? 26% say they eat lots of unhealthy food while they binge watch, and 28% say they sleep less because of binge watching. The thing is, I'm a teacher. Sometimes my students are so tired in the morning, and often it's because they watch TV until late at night. They sleep 6 hours or less, and that isn't long enough to rest. Parents need to be careful with the number of hours kids watch TV.
Hi, I'm Noah. I don't think it's a good idea to watch so much TV, obviously, but I do binge watch sometimes. What happens to me is that a friend tells me about a great series that I've never heard about. Then I watch one episode and I discover that I like it. I watch the next episode and I find that it's so good that I feel I need to watch every single episode of every different season that I missed. And sometimes I binge watch because I don't want to have problems with spoilers. It's so annoying when somebody tells you about an important moment in a series before you actually see it.
My name's Jenna. I'm old enough to remember when we just had 3 or 4 channels and no streaming services. You needed to wait a week between each episode of your favourite series, and you could only watch episodes live. Now, with a lot of series, you can watch the complete season on the same day. So I think there's more binge-watching because of streaming services. I also reckon that series are much better now. The episodes have such surprising endings that you're too excited to switch off and go to bed. So you watch the next episode and the next. That's what I do, at least.
I'm Lee, and I'm in my last year at school. I'm calling because one day I realised I was spending too much time watching TV. Some mornings, I didn't have enough energy to study much. It was awful. So now, I've stopped. I give myself a time limit before I start watching. I say I'm going to watch until 9, for example, and then I switch off at exactly 9 o'clock. Or I decide how many episodes I can watch that evening. And then I switch off after that number of episodes. Not one more. You need to decide before you start. After all, there are better and more important things to do than just sit and watch TV for hours, aren't there?